This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
That is what it sounds like inside of my brain and why I cannot really think clearly most of the time. You're listening to The Drive all across America, and we are at Hot August Nights in Reno with our friends Chris Duke from Motors TV and King Barsamian. He is from Czechoslovakia. I guess I'll let him talk now.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
This guy.
He likes cutting us off.
King Bohemian.
I just want to touch that mute button one more time.
Rick LeCroisy is here. He's our engineer and my mechanic and builder and,
not Magoo.
And welder. And they call him Magoo. And I honestly don't know why they call him Magoo. And I asked, why do they call him Magoo? Do you know why they call you Magoo?
Yeah, because I wore ant burners when I was a kid.
He had big, thick bottle glasses. That's what that means. See, I have to decipher all this kind of talk. We were talking about, I'm sure, something interesting in the last segment, which has completely slipped my mind. Chris Duke,
yeah,
you got a ticket or something on the way here?
No.
What happened?
No. Well, so it's a 9.5-hour drive from San Diego to Reno. I've got a 2016 Ford Edge media car that I've got to drive for a week. And you know all those small towns that you get through, you have to get through in order to get here? There's like six of them or so. And,
yeah.
And it goes from 65 miles an hour down to 55, down to 45, down to 35.
And you just ignored
down to
it.
25. No. No, so I mined those, but there was one of them that I didn't mind, I guess, too much, because it went from 65, I was going 70, and it went down to 55, and so I went around a corner, and there's a highway patrol, turns on his lights, comes and chases me, and I pull over to the side, right? So he pulls up behind me. This is a side patch of the road, gravel, so it's just, you know, a big cloud storm at this point. So he comes over to the side window, taps on the glass. I roll it down because I was expecting him to show up on the driver's side. And I'm looking off to the side, and he's like, no, no, idiot, I'm over here. So, you know, he asked for license, registration, insurance card, and all that. I didn't have insurance. Do you put your insurance card in?
You're supposed to keep it on your person.
Yeah, but when you have
I don't have it.
Yeah, so.
Mind you, never actually hear people say, on my person.
Unless
the law is involved.
Right.
But you know, in your media car, you typically don't.
No.
So I don't
either.
The
car is insured by the manufacturer.
Yeah, so he asked for that. I didn't have it.
It was in the glove box.
No, insurance, proof of insurance, personal insurance. So I didn't have that, and there was no service. There was no cell service, no data, so I couldn't pull it up on my phone to show him. So I pulled the registration. It says Ford Motor Company on it. He's like, what's going on here? I said, well, I review vehicles. I test drive them, and I'm driving it up to
You can
Reno.
Find those reviews at dukesdrive.com.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you for the plug there, sir.
You're
So he starts, you know, he takes out his little pad, starts writing a ticket or whatever, and then he starts asking me more questions about the media car and the reviews. He starts asking me more questions about Ford engines, the EcoBoost versus the V8. And then he starts talking about his Raptor. He's got a Raptor that's a couple years old, right? So this is a genuine car guy.
Right.
And he starts turning into like the cool car guy, and we're just sitting there talking about cars. And so after a couple of minutes of talking about cars, he starts to put his little pad away, and he starts getting closer to the window. He puts his head in and starts talking more about cars, and I told him about the TV show and everything else. And so he goes, well, I'm going to let you off the hook today,
sir. You got lucky,
this
brother.
This is a verbal warning. Yeah. So I
you
said,
couldn't
so I said
him
thank
the front
you.
Seat.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you, Ford Motor Company.
Yeah, exactly. Well.
Or thank you, first of the month.
The last time I got pulled over, I was on my way back from buying this Viper in Tomball, Texas, which is outside of Houston.
Yeah.
The Viper Exchange is the store because they sell the most Vipers of any store. And I talked to my buddies at Dodge, and they're like, yeah, if you want to buy a Viper and you want to get the guys that are the Viper maniacs, these guys race Vipers, right? They literally are the winning 24 hours Le Mans winning racers. I went, yeah, I want to deal with the guys that are the guys. So anyway, I did it, and it's a long way. And I thought, I could, you know, my new car, I want to get to kind of know it a little bit, so I take it for this long drive. Mm-hmm. Viper is not a car you go for a long drive in, by the way, everybody.
No.
Yeah, I still go to the chiropractor like every Thursday now. But I got pulled over at one point, and the guy says, I go, what was I doing wrong? He goes, nothing. I just wanted to see your car. And I'm like, you can't do that, man. I just pooped my pants. I don't have any more underwear that are clean. It's like wrong. So we laughed and we joked, and we talked to the guy for a half an hour. And he said, actually, I have to tell you that I did pull you over for a reason. At the end. Uh-huh. He says, in Texas, you cannot drive in the fast lane. It's for passing only. You must move into the, you cannot just hang in the fast lane. I went, right on, Texas! Thank God, it's illegal to drive in the fast lane and block it from those who want to speed like hell.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, it's let amazing. Me tell you, the speed limit was 80. And I'm going right. 80 at this. Yeah. And I thought, what the hell? Did I misunderstand the speed limit sign or something?
I love Texas.
Which means you could definitely go 94. Yeah.
So I know everybody's going 85, 90, 95, yeah, you know. Yeah. And the guy was so cool. And so guess what? He finds me on Facebook and he friends me. And now I still talk to them probably 3 times a week. Because he's a car guy. We're part of a club.
Right.
It's the band of the hand, you know. We buy the same stuff that each other buys. And, hey, and by the way, I like that shirt. Where'd you get that?
That is a OGO shirt, actually.
See? You see what I'm saying? I mean, we are influencers. We influence each other. If we all ran off a cliff, we would all run off a cliff together. I'm telling you, this is a bizarre thing. The sounds inside of my head again are coming back. That means it's time for a break. It is The Drive.
This show is presented in part by Haynes, the worldwide leader in automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. We'll be right back.